I couldn't understand when I was a kid why my dad didn't seem to answer some of the things I'd ask, some of the things I would say. And I noticed this as I got older. Why is Pop acting like he doesn't hear me? Or I just gave him what I thought was a perfectly legitimate question, and I got a grunt. Or a two-word answer. Or stuff like, it depends. Or, I don't know. Now, the person who said, there's no such thing as a dumb question, obviously had no children. Obviously. Those of you with larger families, you probably have a similar experience to my dad, which is the younger ones may not get the detailed responses that the older ones got when they asked questions. My youngest daughter, Lizzie, right now is 11. Lizzie asks a lot of, how shall we say, life exploratory questions. Daddy, how many leaves do you think are on that tree? I don't know, Liz. Well, if they all fell off, do you think most of them would fall off at the same time? I don't know, Liz. Well, okay, how come they do fall off? I don't know, Liz. Now, is it that I like Liz less than her oldest brother, Andrew, who would ask questions like that? And I go, well, you know, Andrew, I gotta look at you. You know, what you can do here, son, is you take like a 1 square foot area and you count how many leaves are in a 1 square foot area. Then you extrapolate that to the whole square footage of the tree. And then you can give up. But I just look at Liz and go, I don't know, Liz. Well, Daddy, are there ants in that tree? I suppose. How many do you think there are? Go ask your mom, Liz. Go watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And I wrestle with this. And I am going to tell you why I think this happens, and I think it happens to you too. It's the elderly effect. Those of us who have a bunch of kids, obviously our parenting takes place over many, many years. And when we start into this parenting thing, we are full of juice. We got energy. I got movement. Come on, kids, you're playing ball. I'll come out and play with you. Yeah! And then, as the energy level starts to decline, as our children get older, and the younger ones keep coming up, and we've been through this 5 times, 6 times, 7 times, whatever, we want less stimulation. We do. As you get older, you can't handle stimulation like you used to when you were younger. When you were younger, you wanted to listen to that radio on loud, and you wanted that music thumping and beating, and yeah! And now, okay, guys, come on, turn that down. Turn it down, please. That's not, just get it. Where's the elevator music when I need it? Where's the elevator music? And all the buttons on your radio in your car start to shift from fast-moving, powerful, thumping music to... Huh. Yeah, that sounds good. I like that. And I will oftentimes have folks come into my office who are struggling with stimulation. For example, as they get older, I have many elderly clients who don't drive on the interstate. There's too much stimulation coming at them. They don't want to get on the interstate. Too many things happening all at once, and I just can't keep driving. Or they don't want to make a left turn. Because you make a left turn, you got to watch about 6 different directions. And my wife will say to me, Ray, why are you pulling out in a 6-lane road making a left turn? Go, drive 3 miles down the road to get the red light. And you can pull out on the red light. And what tends to happen as you get older is that you cannot as easily digest all the stimulation that's coming at you. Your body loses the ability to take it all in and to be happy about taking it all in. and to digest it and make sense of it and thrive on it. No, 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 you want less of it. Well, draw the parallel to a child. You know, back when you were 27 with your first child, and the stimulation of a child assaulted you, it was like making a left turn in a busy intersection. You could do it. You could look all the different directions and make the turn, and you were good at it. It's five kids later. You're 44, you're 47, and you just don't want to make the left turn. I'm gonna make four right turns as opposed to making one left turn. That's all. I'll just go around the block and get there that way. And so, the younger kids quite naturally do not have the benefit of your once formerly admirable ability to take in stimulation so that when they ask you these questions, these dumb questions that have no answer, and you have no idea what the answer would be, and you can't even go look it up. How can you go look up how many leaves are on that tree? Usually I love it when these experts say things like, well, you know what you do? You tell the child, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but let's go find it. What are you going to do? You going to count all the leaves on that 80-foot oak tree? Daddy, how tall do you think that tree is? I don't know, 80 feet. Well, it doesn't seem like 80 feet. Yeah, it probably is. Well, how do you know it's 80 feet? Oh, I just estimated it. Well, how did you do that? You see, I'm giving forward answers, and they keep wanting more forward answers, and I can't take the stimulation! I'm okay now. But it occurred to me. It definitely occurred to me. But as we get older, we don't handle stimulation as well, and that may be directly reflected in your and my father's tendency to give shorter answers to certain types of questions and verbalizations. And it may also reflect our permissiveness, because when they come to you and they ask you the ninth time, can they go swimming today? And you don't want them to go swimming today, but they've asked you nine times, and all you want is the stimulation to quit. You just go, I don't care, go jump in the ocean. I'm not making excuses for us. I'm just trying to understand us. I have one more question for you, but I'm not going to ask it. Because I respect your desire for peace and less stimulation.